Okay, the next parak here in Tehillim is Tehillim Parak Chav Beis, and this is the parak Lam Natzeach. Again, that word has started the last couple of prakim. Ala Yeles Hashachar Mizmor LaDavid. So the Menatzeach, the conductor, Ala Yeles Hashachar. What is Ayeles Hashachar? And it's a song for David, Mizmor LaDavid. Says Rashi, Ayeles Hashachar is either the morning, right? Ayeles Hashachar Lashon Shachris. It's a morning zemer. What does that mean? Or Ayel Sashachar Menachem Pater Lashon Bikur. Rashi quotes another Bikur, checking in. What does that mean? Well, the Mitzvot David says it's an instrument, right? Ayel Sashachar is an instrument like one of the others. But what's most famous is probably what Chazal say. The Radak quotes that Ayel Sashachar is another name for Esther Hamalka, and this, according to Chazal, is the tefillah that Esther Hamalka said on her way to Achashverosh. Again, the first half of this parak is all about help me, help me, help me. Even though we've had a number of prakan that have to do with Esara, here we have some sukkim that are very extreme in their helplessness, in their calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, very graphically. In the days of Esther, that's what, there was nobody else, that she was going to Achashverosh, she was going to lose everything. But that's the idea that the Radak quotes from the Gemara in Yuma and Daf Chavtes. That's where the Gemara darshins this pasuk. Yuma Chavtes of an Aleph. Amar of Asi, Lama Nimshala Esther LaShachar. Loma Lacham HaShachar Sof Kal HaLaila. Just like Shachar is the end of the night, right at the end of the night comes the Shachar. Af Esther Sof Kal HaNisim. So to Esther is the end of miracles. The end of open miracles, that's Esther. V'ha'ika Chanukah. What about Chanukah? Chanukah is hundreds of years after Purim. Nitna Likasev Kamrinan. The last nace that was going to make it into Tanakh is the Purim story, says the Gemara. So she is called Ayelet HaShachar. What to say here. David HaMelech is fascinating. If this is, you know, really David being Misnabeh and prophesizing, so he's putting these words, you know, into the mouth of Esther HaMalka many years later, but really David HaMelech and Esther HaMalka used this, created this parak for any Jew to say Beis Sara. For any Jew to say Beis Sara, that is what is meant by this parak. If you look in the Ber Yosef, towards the end of Shmos, the Ber Yosef, quotes, first the Gemara in Megillah says that this is the parak that Esther HaMalka said on the way in Tesvav Mabes, when she was walking to Achashverosh, all of a sudden she lost her Ruach HaKodesh. V'tamod b'chatzar beis ha-melech ha-pnim, esom rebi levi, kivit she-yigil ha-beis ha-tzlamim, once she passed the beis avodizara, nistalka he-mena shechina. The shechina left her. She felt alone. Amra keli keli lama zavtani, which is the first pasuk that we're about to read. Hashem, Hashem, why'd you leave me? Shema tadon al shogi kemezev al onis karatzon. Do you say shogi and mezid onis and ratzon? I'm not doing this b'mezid. Right? I'm going to Achashverosh. B'shogi, not b'mezid. So it's interesting. This is a big halachic discussion that the poskim have. Esther Hamalka became ne'eseres l'mordechai. That's on the previous amid. Kasher avadati avadati, Chazal Darshan, that Esther says, just like I was ne'evad, I was lost from my father's house, now I'm going to be lost from my husband's house. Because now, up until this time, if a woman is ne'enas, if a woman is raped, then she's not a Asura L'Baila. But if a woman acts willingly, then she is a Asura L'Baila. So Esther HaMalka says, I'm going willingly now, and therefore, I am going to become ne'eseres al Baila. So here, it's not willing in the, it's a maisa baratzon in a situation of ones. But Esther enough says, I shouldn't lose my Ruach HaKodesh for that. And that's why she says here on Tesvav Mabez, Shemata Don al Shogi Kemezev Alois Karatzos. So that's a big discussion in the postgame about that type of issue. The Maharik, in a tshuva quotes this Gemara, Kajravati Avadati, as a raya. He was asked, what about Omer Mutter? Is Omer Mutter Asur Labayla? This Maharik is quoted in the Ramon at the end of Evin Ezer. In Kuf Samach Zayin, I think it's in the Marik, around there, where the Marik says, somebody asked Omer Mutter, a woman says, I didn't know it was Asura to be Mizana. I thought Judaism believed in open marriages. So is she Asura Labayla? Says the Marik, yes. Because the Mechayev for Asura Labayla is the act of rebellion against the husband, not against Hashem. And where do you see that from? Kasher Avadati Avati, Esther HaMalka. She did the right thing. She did the right thing. She was a Neviyah. And yet, she was Neseros Abayla. So that's the Ma'arik uses that in a halachic context. But the Ber Yosef deals with a Medrash. The Medrash in Tehillim says, on the first pasuk, let's read the first pasuk. Ekeli, Keli, my God, lama azavtani. Why have you left me? Right? That is the Mefarshim pointed out. One of, if not the most graphic pasuk in all of Sefer Tehillim that reflects a feeling of hopelessness. Lama Hashem, why do you leave me? Why do you leave me for? Very extreme formulation. Rachoch mi Yeshua si. I feel far from your Yeshua. Divrei Shaga si. My words, my screaming out. Again, the second half of the parak is all about Hashem, thank you for saving me, and I have bitachon that you saved me. But this is at the first half of the Mizmar is a feeling that David HaMelech again injects into this parak of being lost. Of being lost. So the Ber Yosef discusses a medrash that says, Keli, Keli, Keli Bayam, Keli Besinai. Keli Bayam, Keli Besinai. What does that mean? Keli, you are my God at the Yamsuf, you are my God at Har Sinai. So he explains, based on a number of other questions, but he says, Achashverosh didn't know. Esther says, my nation is about to be decimated. And Achashverosh says, who? He just let Haman do it a couple days ago. Right, so what was the shock? Wasn't he was such a fool? I don't think he was such a fool. So the Ber Yosef says, no. He says that when Haman said to Achashverosh, he explained, V'tateyam shonos mikal am, their religion is different. Please write la'abdam. What's la'abdam? So he could have meant to stop their religion, not to destroy them. So he led on, this is the Ber Yosef, he led on to Achashverosh to assume that he was just going to get rid of the laws because they're separate and they don't intermarry. But really, Haman changed his words and he flipped it and he put it into the La'abdam to destroy. Achashverosh was ready to get rid of the religion, but he didn't give permission to destroy the Jews. So says the Ber Yosef, when Esther Hamalka, letting Achashverosh know Haman Arahazeh, she was nervous a little bit because even if you get rid of Haman, because Achashverosh would be upset at him for misconstruing his words, I don't want to kill the Jews, but maybe the first part of the Gzeirah would still be intact, meaning get rid of the Judaism, even without getting rid of the Jews. So that's why, that's this Medrash. Keli Bayam, you saved us physically, you saved Bnei Yisrael physically at the Yam, but Keli Besina, I also need you to save us spiritually here at Har Sinai. That's the Medrash on this Pasuk from the Ber Yosef. Okay, we continue. So Keli, Keli, Lama, Zaftani. Rabbi Lamb likes to quote one of the Chassidish Rebbe's, not Lama, but you could also read it as Lama, because we can't really know why Tzaras happen. That's beyond us, it's beyond human comprehension to know the reason for Tzaras, but we do know that every Tzara is meant to teach us something. We're supposed to react in a certain way. Lama Azavtani. Right? For what? For what do I feel left? Rachok mi Yeshua si, divrei sha'agasi. And the pasuk continues. Elokai ekra yomam valosana. Hashem, I call to you by day and there's no answer. Valaila at night, I still haven't been answered, so I don't stop. Velo dumi ali. I don't stop, right? Says the Mitzvot David, because I wasn't answered, so I have to keep davening. This pasuk is quoted, many are familiar, in the Gemara in the first parak of Megillah. The source for reading the Megillah two times. Right, they read Megillah two times. What's the source? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Chayav Adam Likros is Megillah Balayla v'Lashnosa Bayom. Shenemar, our pasuk. Elokai Ekro Yoma V'Losana V'Layla L'Odumi Ali. So it's like you read it at night, you read it by day. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out beautifully that there's another day in that Gemara. A different pasuk. You have to read the Megillah Balayla Bayom. L'mani Zemercha Chavod V'Lo Yidom. Hashem Elokai Li L'Modeka. A pasuk in Tehillim in Perek Lamed. In a couple of prakim from now. Says Rav Soloveitchik, these two different opinions reflect two totally different ideas behind what the Megillah experience is supposed to be. Our pasuk is that it's a tefillah. It's a tefillah mitoch tzara. That's what this pasuk gives emotions, gives the emotions of davening. Haperek ma'bia rikshus shol tzar, tisko lamoku b'didivs, matzav ruach shol yeyush, nishka miyemim halalu. And what about the second day, Rabbi Chelbo? Lamani zemecha chavod, Hashem alakai lo modeka? That's totally opposite. Hodayas Adam Shira Lo Nes Gadol. Parak Shiyeshtem Bo Bituyim Shalas Paulus Akaras Tova. Ask the Rav. The Megillah is both. It's a tefillah and a halel. It's both. It's davening through the Megillah and it's thanking through the Megillah. How is this possible? Explains Rav Soloveitchik. Many times, moments and holidays in Judaism have opposite, but complementary feelings. Rosh Hashanah for sure has it, but Purim. Purim is both a day of tefillah and it's a day of hodah. Both. The Megillah is, and the entire holiday is. This Rav Soloveitchik in Divrei Hashkafa. He has an article about Mashma'uto ha-metaphysit shel Chag HaPurim. That's what he says. Kriyas HaMegillah, Gam Balayla v'gam Bayom mevi'a lidei bitui rikshos tefillah u'bakashas rachamim mitzad echad v'divrei toda v'hala alaneis she'ira mitzad sheni. And it's not just this, but it's the whole Purim atzmo, mekabel ofi utchuna shel dialektia. And he says, anyway, he says, whenever you have Hallel and Tefillah, they're not mutually exclusive. Ein chaluka brura legamrei umuchletes. Bein Tefillah sahallel, lebein Tefillah sbakasha. Right? Every Hallel, we have Ana Hashem Oshiyana, Ana Hashem Atzlichana. In every Tefillah, we also thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's never, you know, one or the other. There's a mixture. And that's what's reflected by the two different sources. This Pasuk, Pasuk Gimel being one of them, for reading the Megillah twice. V'yata kadosh yoshev tilos Yisrael. You are holy, again a famous Pasuk. Yoshev, you're sitting up there, yoshev tilos Yisrael. B'cha batchu avoseinu. Our forefathers trusted in you. Batchu vatefaltemu. They trusted and you saved them. Elecha zo'aku v'nimlatu. They cried out to you and they escaped. B'cha batchu v'lo boshu. And they were not embarrassed or meek. Va'anochi tola'as v'lo ish. Again, a very important Pasuk in Tehillim. I am a worm. So that sounds like that's usually used as a reflection of Anava. Reflection of Anava. The Gemara in Chulin, Daf Peites, quotes this as a reflection of Anava. We know that how all the greats, reflected Anava. Says the Gemara, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Choshkani Bachem, Sha'afilu B'Sha'a Shani Mashpia Lachem Gedula, even when I make you great, says the Gemara, Atem Mema'atin Atzmachem Lefanai. You lower yourself and you make yourself small. Gedula, Natati Gedula LaAvraham. Avraham I made great. Amar Lefanai Anochi Afra Va'ether. Right, when, but bargaining with stone. Lamosha LiAaron, Amru V'Nachnuma. LeDavid, Amar V'Anochini Tolas V'Lo Ish. That's David HaMelech. He said that. This is the Pasuk. Anochi Tolas V'Lo Ish. The Radak doesn't see this as a reflection of Anava, but he sees this is how we are viewed. This is how we are viewed by our enemies. Anochi nivze be'enei hagoyim kmo atola'as. Ve'ineni ish be'eneihem. What our enemies do is they make us subhuman. And that kind of helps them rationalize the torture and the what they do to us. If we're not human, if we're just worms, there's no problem with killing a worm. So there's no problem with killing a Jew if the Jews are worms. That's also part of the pain that we feel, that we're so demonized and dehumanized. That's Vanochi Tolas Veloish. We have to be proud. We're supposed to be an Or LaGoyim. Not just defending that we could exist, but we have to go out there and do what we can. So Anochi Tolas Veloish, and that itself makes them great. Cherpas, but here in the context, the Radak says, Anochi Tolas Veloish, Cherpas Adam, I am a disgrace. Bezui Am. So you see the Radak's pshat fits into the words. Kol Ro'ai Yal Iguli. All who see me scoff at me. Yaftiru b'safa. They open their mouth wide. Yaniros, they shake their head at me. Gol el Hashem yifalteyu. But really, David says, if you roll to Hashem, He will save you. Well, even through the insults, He has that focus. Yatzileo ki chafetz bo. Hashem will save us. Ki ata gochi mi baten. You were the one. The gochi is from the word motzi. You took me out from when I was a little, when I was in the womb. Maftichi al shteimi, right? You were my maftich. You were the one that secured me when I was just a baby with my mother nursing. Alecha hashlachti merechem mi beten imi eliata. From a very, you were always with me, right? Even from mi beten, even from the womb, you were with me. As we know, we'll see soon the Gemara in Maseches Nida. Al tirchach mi meniki tzara krova ki ein ozer. Please don't be far from me, Hashem says. Right? This is the perek, as we've said. There are a number of prakim that are used by Klal Yisrael throughout history, based Sarah, and this is one of them. Where the Tsar is Karov, ki ein ozer, there's nobody else that could help. Sivavuni parim rabim, many, many cows, many oxen, many enemies have surrounded me. Abire bashan kitruni, they have encircled me like a cat there. Potsu al IPM, they have opened their mouths against me. And all of these might also refer to specific situations and events that happened in David Melech's life, right? Many times he was, was the victim and the recipient of curses and rebuke. Aryeh Toref v'Shoeg. the lion. The lions around me want to be toreif and shoeg and then roar about it. What's the roaring about it? Because the Radak explains, after a lion makes a kill, that he roars as if besimcha. V'shagas ha'aryeh, acher shetaraf hi lesimcha ulegaiva. That's what he says. They love it. They're on top of the world, says the Radak. This is what we're surrounded. Kamayim mishpachti. I'm so scared, David HaMelech says. I'm like melting like water out of fear. If it is pardu kolas bosai, hayalibi kadorak. My heart is like wax. Names betoch me'ai. Right? We're fearful. What's going to be? Yovish kacheres kochi, and my koach has become like shards and just like falling apart. Ulashoni mudbak mal kochai, and my mouth, sometimes if somebody gets nervous and their tongue sticks to their palate because their mouth becomes dry. Falafer mavis tishbeteni, and to the lowliness of the dirt tishbeteni, I feel like I have put kisvavuni klavim adas mareim hekifuni. I've been surrounded by a dog, hekifuni. Ka'ari yadai raglai, like a lion. Yadai raglai, my hands and arms are like prey for a lion. You see, that Gemara we read before also picks up on this pasuk. When Esther Hamalka is going in and she's wondering why she lost her Ruach HaKodesh, she says, Shema tadon al shogi kimeiz valonis karatzon. Right, that was one that we said. Oh, Shema al shakarasiv kelev, because I called him a dog. Shenemar hatzila mecherev nafshi miyad kelev yichidasi. We didn't get there, but again, it's later on also in Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Miyad kelev yichidasi, right? Chazra. So she said, okay, forget it. I'm going to call him an Aryeh. Just like here, there was kelev and Aryeh. So then those Pesukim also. Hoshieni mipi Aryeh. So he called him an Aryeh to give cover to the Melech. So again, that's assuming the Medrash, one of the Medrashim goes through every Pasuk in this Perek, referring to the Purim story, referring to the source. But in Pasuk Yud Ches, you have kind of towards the end, we're ending the first half of the parak, which is all about the tzara. Asaper kolatz mosai, hema yabitu yirubi. They look at my bones and they're all focusing on how to tear me apart. Yechalku bugadai land. They're going to take my clothing and split them and spoil them. Valavushi apigoro. V'ata Hashem. Now David says, Al tirchak ayalusi. Don't lezrasi chusha. Be there for my help. I have trust. I have itachon. Hatzila mecherev nashim yadiel chelav yichidasi. Save me a nefesh from the cherev, from the kelev. What's yichidasi? What does this mean? So the Mitzvah of Sion says yichidasi is a parallel to the nafshi. Yichidasi means my neshama. Yichida mul chelke haguf. So the pasuk means save my nefesh, save my yichida. In Kabbalistic terms, the yichid, there's different types of the soul. Hoshieni mi pi aryeh. Ubikarni Raymond Mani Sadi, from these big wild animals, please save me. Asapra Shimchalechai, and I will tell over your praise. Betokahala Chalaleka. In public, I will praise you. Yirei Hashem, Hallelu, Kol Zera Yaakov, Kabduhu. Right? It's in public, the Gurbi Menu Kol Zera Yisrael. Maybe this is alluding to the, and also the next pasuk, if you keep reading for a second, Nidaraya Shalem Negid Yireyav in Pasuk Chavav, the Nitziv in the Hamak Dov are in Parsha Sav, where he talks about how part of the chiyuv of hoda'ah is not just to give hoda'ah in private, but to give hoda'ah in public. Right? That's part. It bases on psukim in Hallel, and these psukim here also reflect that. And that's why the Karban Todah has so much to eat, but so little time to eat it. Tachlis Todah Shewal Anesu Kedela Saper Chaste Hashem Shegam Alalav. Right? And that's what he goes through. Mecha Ezbach Savach Todah Uvishem Hashem Ekra. Each one is about the private and about the public. And that's why Reba Hakasav Belechem Umiet Bizman Achilas Toda Hainu. Because in order to finish it, you have to share it and you have to spread. Kadesh Yamar Bereim Lesuda Achas Biom Hagrava Yesipur Hanes Lefnei Rov Hanashim. And that's what the message. That's what it seems like from this pasuk too, that the David HaMelech is saying, I will give and I will share and I will tell over the story. Yochlu anavim v'yisbo, and those who are humble will eat and be satiated. Yihalu Hashem darshav yichil levavchem la'ad. David HaMelech ends with confidence. It started off with keli keli lama zavtani, and it ends ki l'Hashem ha'melucha u'moshe bagayim in Pasuk Chavtes. Right, melucha and moshe. Remember the Vilna Gaon, the difference between a melech and a moshe. Melech is an ein melech below am. It's where the am accepted. Moshel is by force. So, Kila Shema Melucha, Moshel Agayim, right? The Gra says that now we, except Hashem, but Umosha Bagayim, the Gayim do not. There will come a time Hashem Lamelech al Kol Haaretz. Right, by Yom Huyeh Hashem Echadish Bocha, that's when they'll all accept it. But Hashem is the Melech, Hashem is the Moshel, Achlu Vishtachlu Kol Dishnei Aretz, Lefanav Yichru Kol Yordi Afar, everyone, all, Yordi Afar will bow in front of him. The Gemara Nida Daf Lamed uses this pasuk to say, when a person dies, they all bow in front of Hashem. Right, and Rashi says here, right, Min HaMikra Zeh Sha'amesim Lefnei Misasam, B'Shas Vesil Seshama Ron Pnei Hashchina. We all see the Shechina. We all see the Shechina right after the Petira. And this is David HaMelech says, I know you're in charge. I know that you will be with us. The pasuk Lamed, Zera Ya'avdenu Yisupar Ladonoi Lador. Zera Ya'avdenu, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and Daf Kufiud says, Olam Haba, when does a person start getting Olam Haba? From when they start talking, from when they're born, even from the womb. They darshan it from this pasuk. Zera Ya'avdenu, even the Zera could be Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it ends up on a high, as we know, almost every parak in Tehillim. It starts off difficult, but ends up with tremendous bitachon.